This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
We are doing good on time this morning. Nice job. Nice job. From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 5 through 8. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them, but Jesus only. Mark chapter 9 contains the account of Jesus' transfiguration, when Jesus' appearance was transformed in the presence of his three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John. As if that wasn't enough, two Old Testament heroes, Elijah and Moses, appeared and were talking with Jesus. What would you do had you been there? Well, of course, Peter, seldom short on words, even if he put his foot in his mouth more than the other disciples, of course he speaks up. I can only imagine Jesus, Moses, and Elijah stopping their conversation, turning to Peter, just waiting to hear what he would say. "Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Mark explains Peter was terrified and didn't know what to say. What happens next gives us a not-so-subtle indication that Peter's suggestion, however well-meaning it was, missed the mark. A cloud overshadowed them, and the voice of God the Father proclaims, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And then suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. Jesus only. Many people, many places, many things compete for our attention and for our devotion. Sometimes those are good things. What God tells us through the account of Jesus' transfiguration is that Jesus is preeminent, all-important, and alone worthy of our devotion. This is the beloved Son of the God of the universe, who says, "Listen to him." Be devoted to Jesus only this week. Not all of the other things, not all of the good things. Jesus only. And may God use you to instill that same focus into the lives of those you lead. You're in an important role. Stay focused.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit HerzogFoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at MorningRoutinePodcast.com. See you in the morning.